Did you see the videos on social media of guys going and doing 22 push-ups for 22 days straight? It was a viral sensation. Men, women, children, young people, older people, all these different people doing push-ups. And at the end of those videos, they would challenge friends or they would challenge celebrities to do the 22 push-up for 22 day challenge, all for one goal: to raise awareness about a really sad statistic that's out there, that on average, 22 of our veterans take their own lives each and every day. Well, fortunately, that number is starting to go down. It's down to 20 right now. It's approaching, getting closer to being down to 19. So that's good news. We're moving in the right direction. And why? Well, because people are trying to raise awareness. Andrew Wynn was the one who had that idea of a lot of people doing something pretty small, like just doing push-ups, putting on social media to raise awareness. But Andrew wasn't alone. Brian Kinsella, he also wanted to help this epidemic that is out there. And so he created something called Stop Soldier Suicide, not just to raise awareness, but to raise funding to help veterans who need extra medical care, extra home care, extra counseling care that is there. And he also, along with everybody else that's poured in and seen a deep need to help those who are in need. Because suicide, it's never the answer. It just transfers your hurt onto so many other people. And if you are struggling with thoughts of ending your own life, get help. Call the National Suicide Hotline number. Talk to a pastor. Talk to a friend. Search our Your Time of Grace videos. I recorded an entire week series on suicide to give you peace and comfort. If a loved one of yours has died from their own hands from suicide, watch those videos. Get in a support group. There is hope and there is help. There's so many people trying to make a difference here. Andrew Wynn saw a problem and he went to help that need, to give help. Brian Kinsella saw that problem and he went to go help where help was needed. And so can you. This week, we're going to talk on people who are struggling deeply. We're going to talk about veterans, doing everything we can to help them in every way, big and also small. So what can you do? Well, right now, you as a Christian, you are uniquely equipped to help. And God gives you this encouragement on what you can exactly do. This comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. God encourages you. God tells you that you can pray. And don't pass that off. Don't think that that's nothing. That's everything. That's you going to the Almighty God, the Holy Creator God of the universe, who has power, who has might, who tells you that our prayers are powerful and effective, not because of us, but because of the one that we're praying to. So pray. Pray for veterans. Pray that they have peace in their hearts from their time of service. Pray that people serve them and help them. Pray that the programs that are out there grow and increase, that new programs come in to help those that have been forgotten. Pray that they know how deeply we are thankful for all that they've done. And since God encouraged us to pray, let's pray. Lord God Almighty, thank you for the gift that you have given us in our veterans and those actively serving right now. They have put themselves in harm's way so that we can be free. That we can be free to praise you and to love you and to serve you and to worship you. Help us never to forget them. Help us always to serve them. And thank you, God, for the grace and blessing you gave us through them. In Jesus' name we pray. And in Jesus' name we are thankful. Amen.